Two Decembers ago, the first Death Cafe in California was held in Sebastopol. It was hosted by Linda Sinyard.
We're talking about people showing up at a particular venue. It started out in cafes, thus the name. And what they're looking for is not necessarily answers, but just the freedom to have the conversation that might be uncomfortable for them elsewhere.
These events, usually held monthly, have been multiplying throughout the state and across the country. They're free, with donations welcomed, and open to all comers. Typically, though, Sinyard says, there are three kind of people who show up.
Some people show up specifically because they've been given a recent diagnosis, or they're the adult child of a parent who has been given a diagnosis. So they're there to get information and start feeling comfortable with end-of-life discussions with the person who's dying. However, those folks who are coming because they've got a diagnosis, yeah, they talk about their own death.
The third group are those who are curious, but for whom the issue is not quite so immediate. The conversations, held in small groups around tables, tend to touch on certain difficult aspects of mortality.
One of the patterns we're seeing more frequently is the subject of suicide or assisted dying. It's one of the most difficult conversations in the area of dying, death, and grief, so it tends to come up here.
These are not sessions about grief or theology or even a place for resources or referrals. Mostly, says Sinyard, they're about having deep interpersonal conversations about this vital subject with strangers.
They come with questions, but they don't necessarily leave with answers. Because what's one of the biggest fears of death? We don't know what's going to happen. And we don't know about the afterlife. We can say we believe, but we don't have hard evidence. So most people are simply satisfied with the fact that they've been able to ask the questions, hear other people's opinions and beliefs, and then take away what they want.
But that wasn't enough for Cynthia Sumner.
The death cafes just didn't take it to the level of conversation that I felt was missing in my life, to really look into what's important so that when we get around to leaving, we don't have regrets.
So the Forestville Life and Now Death coach set out to meet that desire through hosting a slightly different sort of gathering. She calls it a death salon.
We create a safe space to dig a little deeper and get a little more personal and connect with each other. It's just part of really normalizing this topic. And it's actually quite enlivening. There's so much to talk about with death once you open that door and start peeking in a little.
In her gatherings, says Sumner, a powerful recurring topic involves seeking closure to head off painful regrets.
One of the things is that they haven't spent enough time with family, that there's somebody they didn't clean things up with. Like the most important things for people to be able to do or hear as they're passing is, I love you, thank you, and I forgive you. Can you forgive me? To be able to incorporate that much earlier on than when somebody's lying on their deathbed is so healing.
This is becoming increasingly pertinent and important for the baby boomer generation, she adds, for whom death and dying is no longer the abstraction it once might have been. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.